There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
This is Laura Hamburg with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll be hearing from Norman Duvall of the town of Mendocino. Norman was a four-term Mendocino County supervisor during the building code wars of the 70s and 80s. It was a time when the county pushed to outlaw the very houses the Back to the Landers called home. It was also a time when tensions were high, building inspectors might be armed, planning files went missing. The cabins that the counterculture community built were targeted and declared illegal. The message was clear. Hippies and beatniks weren't welcome. Norman Duvall and others were at the forefront of this battle. Norman's leadership helped forge a compromise with the county, and many hippie cabins were then brought up to code. The Back to the Landers were here to stay.
When the building code wars really heated up, I called it Mendocino County's white-black issue. We don't have blacks to kick around, so let's go get some leftover beatniks and some new hippies.
Why was there a crackdown on the so-called illegal dwellings? What happened?
Oh, Mendocino County got a building code. I don't think they had had one before. And I was one of the first people to get red tagged. I had no idea you needed a permit, but I did. And they won that one. But some years later, I was building an inspected, civil-engineered house for my uncle, Bill Ames. I had to make steps to went up to a little landing that went up to a little deck and went down to another deck on another angle. And the building inspector came and measured the stair height, found a quarter-inch difference. Some months before, in Sonoma County, there was the beginning of a building code war and a health issue, and the county of Sonoma ran a bulldozer through Morningstar, which was a commune. So there were a lot of hot tempers about people that were coming into the region. So the building inspector, finding this error in my stairs, said, "You'll have to take them out." And he turned on me and he said, "We got rid of people like you in Sonoma County, and we'll get rid of people like you here." MCPOA was the first organization to push back citizens who got together and began an offense. MCPOA is Mendocino County Property Owners Association. Well, the board took some interest in this and established LULU, the Land Use Law Enforcement Unit, and then had an assistant attorney in the county council's office just for codes. Well, things heated up all the more, and it wasn't just building codes. It was also the desire to live together and the desire to have more than one house on a parcel. There was a time when Roland Feldman, the chief building inspector, wanted to get to be armed, to be a building inspector.
Armed with a gun?
Yes. And it was pretty obvious that the county wanted these owner builders out of here and be gone. So Alan Graham, this is what is said to me to be true. Alan Graham goes up to the counter that used to be in the old courthouse, which is now the town hall in Fort Bragg. Jim Fight was the building inspector. And Alan walks up to the counter, puts a 45 automatic down on the counter, pointing towards him, and tells Jim Fight to pick it up and use it because I have one too. There was such hostility between the governed and the governance. So Alan has one as well, and he says, "I'm going to count to three." And Jim Fight is just absolutely terrified. Alan Graham continues the count. One, two, three, squirt. Water pistol.
This is Captain Fathom.
Yeah. So this guy thought he had seen the end. He left the county employ immediately.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I was talking to a building inspector who works in Mill Valley, what he thought about being armed. And he says, you got to understand, building inspectors are very disliked. And some people get really nasty.
Well, let's talk about, for example, Roland Feldman.
Well, he certainly had peculiar ways about him. And he put a one-way mirror into the old planning building office, what used to be on the corner of Bush and Logap. He put a one-way mirror there so he could look at the people coming to the counter.
What era is this?
He was the building inspector of 81, 82. But the strangest thing that he did before he disappeared was that all of the records in the Mendocino Coast Planning Department Coast Office in Fort Bragg up to 1973 disappeared. So the county has no choice. If you can prove that it existed, it's pre-existing. So we got Class K at about the same time as Clean Slate. So there was a real change happening. The rule of five was gone. Grade stamp lumber was gone. 18-inch on centers was gone. The neighbors certainly were happy to clean up some of the septic issues. There was a period of enlightenment. There was a renaissance. It gave a meaningful reality of security, stability. Join the neighborhood. You're going to be here for a while.
You just heard Norman Duvall talk about his background and how it helped form him as a formidable leader in the Back to the Land building code wars. Our half-hour interview with Norman airs today at 3:30. You can catch these short excerpts Thursdays during the news hours. You can also find all Promise of Paradise interviews archived on the KZYX website, along with photos and longer interviews. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, Story Center, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.